I appreciate, again, I say, appreciate being a part of this World Missions Conference. And one thing that I always feel really a real assurance in a World Missions Conference is the approval and the approbation, the blessing of God.
Amen.
One thing that God certainly loves is a World Missions meeting like this. And we've never had to send God an absentee card when we have a mission conference. God's always there.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord for that. God's interested in what we're interested in this week.
Amen.
God's concerned about what we ought to be concerned about and what I believe we are concerned about. If you'll open your Bibles tonight to John, the Gospel of John chapter 21. And I want to read verses 15 through verses 22. I want to preach tonight about love, and I want to confess right at the beginning of how really inadequate I always really feel when I preach about love. Now, I don't know about these other preachers, but I can preach about hell real easy, and I can really wax eloquent about hell. I guess because being that I was born a child of hell, and because hell is so close to my human nature, it's easy to give people hell. But it's hard, really, because, you know, I've known love since I've known Christ. But I tell you, I was born and I've known all these years the other side. It's much easier to preach about hell than it's to preach about heaven. Much easier to preach about the wrath of God than the love of God. And let me say this tonight. I realize there's a lot of phony, false love floating around. And, it makes me as sick as it does you. And turns me off, and I'm sure it's turned God off, some of this stuff. But I want to talk about Bible love, real love. And I want to ask you a question about love tonight and myself. And, but let's read our scripture first of all. John chapter 21 and verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep.
Amen.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he, that is Peter, should die, should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, in what shall this man do? And Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me.
Amen.
The question I want to ask tonight is this. Do you really love Jesus? Do you really love Jesus? You know, Jesus said to Peter, Lovest thou me? And Peter said, Well, sure, Lord, I love you. Like we say to Jesus, Well, Jesus, I love you. Jesus realized that he was really not really down where the rubber meets the road. And he said to him, Now, Peter, what I'm asking is, do you really love me? I mean, really love me? And Peter said, Well, sure, Lord, you know. And you know the play on words you've read, and I'm sure your pastors preached about the fact that he was answering in the sense of, I have a human love for you. I have that kind of superficial, shallow love for you. I'm fond of you. That's really what he's saying. What Jesus was saying, do you love me? And Peter was saying, I'm fond of you. But Jesus said, No, I don't just fondness. I want love. I want you to love me. And Peter said the second time, Yea, Lord, you know that I love you, or you know that I'm fond of you. And then Jesus said to him the third time, Peter, I want to know something. Do you really and truly love me? You see, Jesus knew that Peter was fond of him. He knew that in his own way, he loved Jesus. But what he really wanted to know is, do you really and truly with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength and all of your life and all of your ambitions and all that you are and all that you have and all that you ever will be, do you love me enough? Do you love me with all of that? Is it all mine? Do you really love me? That's what he was asking. Do you really and truly love me? And Peter was grieved at that. Tonight, listen, we also should be grieved if Jesus has to ask us more than one time if we love him. The first time he asks us, we ought to say, Lord, I love you with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my mind and all of my strength. And not only say it, but we ought to truly affirm it. It ought to be real from the very deep of our heart. We ought to love Jesus with all of our heart. I heard some time ago about the father who had a precious little girl and he loved her so much. Daddies have something special about their little girls. And I've got two little girls. Of course, they're two grown girls now, but they're still little to me. But one day he came home and brought her a little string of imitation pearls. And she loved them so much. And she put them on and she wore them all day long and even went to bed with them. Next day she wore them again. I mean, of course, still had them on. And when her dad came home from work that day, she ran and jumped into his arms and hugged him up close to her and said, Daddy, I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. And he said to her, give me your pearls. And she said, what do you want to do with them? He said, I want them back. But Daddy, she said, I love these little pearls. He said, give me your pearls. Give me the pearls. No, she said, you said you love me with all your heart. Give me the pearls. And she let loose of her grip and she slid out of his arms down to the floor and she walked away. The next day he came in and it had been her practice every day. When he came home work, she'd hear the car in the driveway and she'd run out the front door and leap up in his arms. And so that second day she went up and leapt up in his arms and said, Daddy, I love you with all my heart. And he said, give me your pearls. And she said, oh, Daddy, I love these pearls. Give me the pearls. And she slid up his arms. And then days went by and when the car would come home, Daddy would come in the house, the little girl didn't show up. And finally, 3 and 4 and 5 days, finally, a whole week went by. And then one day he pulled in the driveway, got out of the car, and the door flung open. This little girl came running out and jumped up in his arms, took the pearls over, said, Daddy, I do love you with all my heart. And she gave the pearls to him. And he reached in his pocket and pulled out a string of real pearls to put around her neck. You know, I think about that. That illustrates to me what I think. Jesus wants us to love him with all of our heart and all of our soul. There should be nothing, no string of pearls, no person. There should be no anything that we should hold back from him. And Jesus said to Peter, do you really and truly with all of your heart, do you love me? You know, that's a tough question. I mean, there's no need even preaching this in some churches. I mean, some churches, I mean, you know, they still need the bottle. But I think in this church, I can preach what I'm preaching tonight to us. I want to ask you, you may say, well, Brother Joe, this is Brother Kincaid. This is Oak Knoll. We all love Jesus here. I mean, we all really love Jesus here. Well, I wish it were true too, brother. I wish it were true at Town East. But the truth of the matter is, I have to ask, do you really and truly? I'm talking about you tonight. Do you really and truly? I mean, the person you looked at in the mirror this morning, does that person that looked back at you, does that person really and truly love Jesus with all of his heart or all of her heart and soul, mind, and strength? Well, you say, Brother Joe, I thought I did, or I think I do. How in the world can I know if I really love Jesus? Well, I want to point out some things that I really believe will be evidences in our life if we really love Jesus with all of our heart. Number one, I believe if we love Jesus with all of our heart, that we'll love what he loves.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, this business of words, you know, I mean, words are cheap. You know, I mean, words are nothing. but actions, you see. And I believe with all my heart, I believe that if we really love Jesus with all of our heart, I believe we will love what He loves.
Amen.
I mean, we'll love. I say love what He loves. Now, one thing that Jesus loves is He loves the church. Now, I mean, I know that represents the entire body of Christ, all right? But I tell you that the church also is represented in the local assembly, the local body. And I'm simply saying this tonight, if you really love Jesus, you'll love His church.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, you won't have to be begged or pled with, or you won't have to be bribed. You won't have to, you know, someone said the other day about somebody that was a member of their church, and said, now, every time I'd go and visit them, they'd come to church the next Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd go, you know, during the week, and they'd come Sunday. Yeah, so, but if you didn't go, they didn't come, you know. You had to go and kind of pump them up, you know, and get them to come. Listen, hey, if you really love Jesus, no one's going to have to pump you up or wind you up.
Amen.
No one's going to have to call you and remind you, brother, I'll tell you what, you'll be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm saying if you really love Jesus, you'll love what He loves. And I want to tell you something, Jesus loves this church right here.
Amen.
This church. This Oak Knoll church. He loves His church.
Amen.
And I believe if you love Jesus, you'll love His church. And every place that has a cross or has a steeple or has people is not a church necessarily. Every place that says church out front is not a church. Every place that has an auditorium or sanctuary, whatever people want to call it, and sings hymns is not a church. But I'll tell you where the candlestick is. Amen. Brother, that's the church.
Amen.
And Jesus loves His church.
Amen.
And I believe if we really love Jesus, it will love what He loves. Love, I say. Really love His church. Now we love His church. And I believe every aspect of it too, by the way, no matter the church, Brother Kincaid. We love every part of the church.
That's right.
Amen. Every part of it.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, listen, if we love Jesus, brother, we love what He loves. I'll tell you what He loves. He loves His people.
That's right. Amen.
He loves
Amen.
His people.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Is anybody here that sits on this side because someone else sits on that side?
Yeah. Probably.
Would that happen here?
Probably.
Is anybody here that when you're going out this door here and you see someone else going, you kind of make a little whirl around here and kind of make your, you know, kind of wander around until that person's gone and then you go out?
Yeah.
Is there any person that you'd have any problem with going up to tonight and just really putting your arms around and their neck and saying, I love you? I love you. You know, we've adopted this old kind of line. I love you for Jesus, or I love you in Christ. Huh? I love you in Christ, or I love you for Jesus' sake. Hey, what's wrong with just I love you?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
When you say to someone, I love you in the Lord, that means I love you while in the church building. Amen. You get out in the parking lot, watch out, man. You know, I'm liable to run over you out there, you know. I love you in the Lord. Amen. How about just I love you, period. Amen. If you love Jesus, and if I love Jesus, we'll love what He loves. We'll love His people.
Amen.
Love His people.
Right.
Not just tolerate them, we'll love them.
Amen.
Some people, they tolerate. I've heard about a man in my church, and I will be seeing him. You can be assured of that. That was talking disparaging about many of our people, and he thinks he's better than most of our people are. Well, I plan to go talk to him and just let him know that he certainly is no better.
Yeah.
No matter how much he might make, no matter what his position may be, and even though he may be in the world a big shot, he's just a little shot.
Amen.
In God's sight.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, how can we ever look down on someone or think that we're better than anyone? I praise God for people that recognize, you know what humility is? Humility is recognizing what you really are.
Yeah.
Humility is not trying to make yourself small or talk down about yourself. Humility is just recognize what you really are, which is really, you know, what we all are, really nothing. But God's made us something. And God, I believe, puts into our heart, if we really love Jesus. Now, you see, you can be saved by Jesus and not really love Him. And therefore not love what He loves. But if you see, I know something about love because I'm in love.
Amen.
I'm in love with two people. I mean, I love everybody, but I'm in love with two people. I'm in love with Jesus first and foremost. And then I'm in love with my wife. Now, I found this out in being married. I found out, and I don't mean just because I'm married, I found out in being in love that I found that if you love someone, you love what they love. You just develop pretty soon. You know, folks begin looking at you and say, you even look alike.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, I love her so much, I'm going to look like her. Amen? And she loves me so much, she wants to look like me. Poor thing. Amen? Yeah, but you just want to blend in together with someone you love. Amen? You want to, if you love them, you want to do for them and be like them and be around them. Brother, I want to tell you what, brother, if we love Jesus, we'll love what He loves. We'll love His church. We'll love His people. Love His people. Amen. Not just cohabit with Him. Not that. But brother, we'll love His people.
Amen.
If there's anyone in this church tonight, if there's anyone anywhere tonight that you can't love, then you need to get your heart warmed up and fall in love with Jesus.
Amen.
So you can love them.
Amen.
We'll love His church. We'll love His people. I tell you, we'll love the Bible because He loves the Bible.
Amen.
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 And we'll love the souls of men. God so loved the world. Not this globe. Not this ball of dirt we sit on. That's not what God loved. God made that as a dwelling place for us. But the God so loved the world is the world of people. God so loved the world of people.
Amen.
I mean, God loved this little one here. And this little one and this big one and this big one and these. And God loved the world of people tonight. God loves them, the browns and the black ones and the white ones and the red ones.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God loves them. God loves them out there in the remote jungle areas who have never ever heard the gospel. God loves them. And God loves those there. I mean, in that metropolitan New York City. I mean, with a teeming multiplied millions of people. God loves the people. I mean, where they may be. And brother, God loves the souls of men. And if we love Jesus, really love Jesus, we'll love the souls of men.
Amen.
Brother talking about being fishers of men, Joe. And Brother Unziker, if we love Jesus, we may have to learn how to better do it. And I'm still trying to learn how to be a better soul winner. But I'll tell you one thing we won't have to learn is to want to do it. Brother, we'll want to get people saved.
Amen.
When God saved me on March of 12, 1955, the very first urge I had, the very first thing I can remember, is I want to tell someone else.
Amen.
I never heard of the term soul winning. I grew up in a church that never talked about soul winning. I wouldn't know what the word meant. But I knew one thing. I want to tell someone else what Jesus did for me.
Amen.
And that has never changed from that night until this night. Brother, I've wanted to tell other people about what Jesus did for me. And brother, someone started helping me and showed me there was a way to, even before I knew much about the Bible, I could lead people to certain verses and show them how to be saved. Man, I love that. I still love it. Amen.
Amen.
I still love it. I'm saying, brother, if we love Jesus, we'll love. If we really love Him, we'll love what He loves.
Amen.
The second thing I'd say tonight is if we really love Jesus, not only will we love what He loves, but we'll want to serve Him.
Amen.
We'll want to serve Him. He said, notice here, He said, you love me, Peter? Yes. He said, feed my lambs. You love me, Peter? Feed my sheep. What He's saying was, if you really love me, you'll want to serve me. Amen? If you really love me, you'll want to serve me. I mean, this old business of loving at a distance, this old business of loving in a vacuum, there's no such thing. Brother, loving and serving, real loving and serving goes together, brother.
Amen.
I mean, like bread and butter. Amen. I mean, like beans and cornbread. Amen. Like tamales and enchiladas. Amen. Like whatever. I mean, brother, loving and serving. Well, I love Jesus, but I just don't really have time to, really get involved. Huh? You don't really love Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, if you love Jesus, they couldn't stop you from getting involved.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Boy, I praise God. I made a visit last night before I came to the service here of a family visit our church this last Wednesday night. And in fact, this Wednesday night. And, boy, I mean, they won't know how they can serve. They want to know what can be done and what can they do. And boy, I tell you, I feel good about folks like that. These folks love God. I mean, they're not waiting for someone to come along and say, would you pretty please with sugar on it? Would you take a job? Huh? You know, one thing we've never done at Town East and we never will do, and that is, beg people to serve Jesus. I will never beg people to take a Sunday school class. I'll never beg people to do anything. I mean, I'll let the need be known. And brother, if our folks don't rise to it, then that's just their problem. Yes. Amen. I'm just saying tonight, brother, I believe this. I believe if we really love Jesus, not only will we love what He loves, but we'll want to serve Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and serving Jesus is not bondage. Not at all. You see, the difference is, you can be a bond slave, but that's not bondage. Being a bond slave is really freedom. It's real freedom, brother. I mean, it's like the slave who has served out his time, as it were, and the master says to him, "You're free to go now." And he says to him, "I love you, master. And if I'm free to go, then I'm free to stay."
Amen.
And I choose to stay.
Amen.
Amen. And the master bores a hole through his ear. And that hole in his ear is a sign that he has an obedient heart and a listening ear for his master to tell him what to do. Oh yes, I'm saying if we really love Jesus, brother, we'll want to serve Him. And then the third thing, let me say this, and this is what Jesus said. He said, "Do you love me more than these?" If we really love Jesus, our loyalties will not be divided. Now here's where the rubber really, you know, really meets the road. Here's where we really get down, brother, to where we live. We're talking about, do we really love Jesus? Love Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, I'm asking me, do I really love Jesus? I mean, really with all of my heart. If I do, Jesus said, "Do you love me more than these?" You said, what did he mean by these? I think he meant these everything.
Right.
I mean these, I think he made a sweep of his hand and he meant these people. I think he meant these occupations.
Amen.
I think he meant these lands, these houses, these everything.
Amen.
Do you love me more than the whole world is what he's saying.
Amen.
Do you love me more than everything in this world? More than these. You love me more than these? If we really love Jesus, our loyalties will not be divided. We'll have one loyalty. It's to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That is, brother, if it's either the job or Jesus, it'll be Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If it's either security or the Savior, it'll be the Savior. Amen.
Right.
I mean, brother, if it's either friends or the friend, it'll be the friend.
Amen.
Amen. If it's either popularity or the precious Lord Jesus, it'll be Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our loyalties, if it's the denomination or the Lord, it'll be the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If it's money or the master, it'll be the master.
Amen.
Talk about loyalty. Do you love me, he said, more than these? Is there anything tonight that you love and you put ahead of Jesus? You know, we talk about the heathen in Mexico and the heathen in other parts of the world and the pagans. You know, we've got a lot of paganism in America.
Right.
In fact, we have a lot of paganism in our churches.
Right.
We have a lot of idolatry. You may have thrown your gods out. You may have thrown your saints out. And you may have thrown your rosaries away. But you know, if we allow anyone else or anything else, anyone or anything else ever to come before Jesus.
Amen.
No matter what it may be. And I see it happen all the time.
Right.
People let their job come in.
Right.
They say, you know, after all, preacher, I got to work. Where'd you read that in the Bible?
Amen.
Huh? I mean, where'd you read in the Bible you gotta work at that job, I mean? Yeah, if a man doesn't work, he's not supposed to eat. I know that. But it doesn't say you have to work at that job.
Right.
You know, after all, man's gotta work. I mean, this job, you know, after all, you know, I mean, I've got so many years here, and if I don't go along and get along, I mean, you know, I'll be out of a job. Is it violating your conscience? Is it violating principles of the Bible? Man called me from another city. And he said, I'm working for a certain delivery firm. And he said, you know, we just deliver all kinds of packages, kind of like Ups. But he said, now they want me to deliver liquor. What I do? I said, brother, you don't even need to pray about that. You don't even need to pray about that. He said, I'm not taking it directly to the people. I'm delivering it to the stores that sell it to the people. You don't even need to pray about that.
Amen.
See? I mean, any association, any handling of something like that, brother, Habakkuk 2:15 says, brother, woe to the man that puts a bottle at his neighbor's lips.
Right.
I'm saying this tonight, and being very practical, brother. I'm saying that Jesus said, do you love me more than these?
Amen.
More than these? Is there anything or anyone? Is there a husband, a wife? Is there a child? Is it a mother or a dad? Is it a job or a business? Or is it anyone, a sweetheart, that you love more than you love Jesus? Tonight you need to ask God, oh God, forgive me.
Amen.
And help me to love you more than these.
Amen.
Some people will violate what Jesus wants them to do because a sweetheart wants them to do it.
Right.
Some people violate what they know that God wants them to do because their husband or wife wants them to do it. Do we really love Jesus? Really and truly? With all our heart? Not are we just fond of Him, but do we really love Him? I think these would include our homeland. Brother Kincaid, well, you know, I told you tonight, last night I didn't like San Antonio. Well, I like it a lot more than other parts of the world, though.
Amen. Amen.
I remember the first time I went out of the United States. And by the way, I went to Mexico. It was my first trip out of the U.S. And I went to Mexico. My brother Dale was there down in Guadalajara. And we went down, of course, it's a jillion miles down there. And we stayed about 10 days. I couldn't read any of the signs. I couldn't understand any directions. I couldn't order any food. People talked and they moved their mouth. I couldn't tell what they were saying. And boy, I thought to myself, what in the world have I got myself into? And I crossed back across the border. And got on this side, coming through customs here, immigration, whatever you call it here. And the guy said, where you cotton pickers been? I thought, boy, those are sweet words. Huh? I can understand that.
Man,
where you cotton pickers been, he said. I thought, boy, those are words to my ear. I mean, it was my language. Amen? And I could understand, I could read the signs. Amen? I could read the prices. I mean, I was back at home. But when Jesus said, do you love me more than these? He meant, do you love me more than you even love your homeland?
That's right. Amen.
Do you love me more even you love the comfort of your... You know, we all tend, if we're not careful, we all tend to work out a nice little nest.
Yeah. Right, brother.
You have a nice little nest? You know, we get things where they just fit real good. You know, we just kind of snuggled in. You know what I mean? That feels good, huh? I mean, we got it all worked out. And the Lord's saying, do you love me more than that little nest you've got? Are you willing to break up that nest?
Amen.
Get up out of that nice little place you've got. So nice. Got all those years with civil service. And man, if you just stay a few more years, you'd have retirement coming. Or you've got all those years in the military. And boy, just two more years and you'll have your 20 in or whatever. And Jesus said, do you love me more than that? Oh, that promise of retirement. That promise of security. Hey, let me tell you where security is. It's not with the government.
That's right. Amen.
It's not with your company.
That's right.
I'll tell you where real security is, and I'm not talking about eternal security, but I mean real security is with Jesus.
That's right.
Brother, I tell you, I found out that if you really want to trust something, you better trust Him.
Amen.
You know what we found out, Brother Mike, you found this out, the economy can go all to pieces. Man, you can be one day, you can go from hero to zero overnight.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
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 You really can. You can go from the top to the bottom just that fast. And boy, we saw the economy fall, man. I mean, it plunged. And man, I mean, some folks that had it, you know, and then they didn't have it, you know. They just, I mean, boom, it like that. And some folks have thought, man, I got it made in the shade, you know, on a downhill pool, and found they didn't even have the shade left.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
But I'll tell you what I found. I found that Jesus, you can trust Him.
Amen.
He's security.
Amen.
Amen? He's promised to supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But I'm saying that, listen, do you love Jesus? Do we love Jesus more even than our homeland? Love Him more than our customs and our families and all? Listen, missionaries, brother, have to love Jesus more than their homeland.
That's right.
More than their families.
Amen.
And so all of us, even if we stay in our homeland, we ought to love Him. And brother, listen, we ought not to drive our stakes down real deep. Just tap them in the ground. You see, we're pilgrims.
That's right.
And we need to be ready anytime He says, let's go. You just pull them right up and wrap up the tent and say, where are we going now?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Need to be like that little fellow standing down by the cafe one day looking in, hungry. Oh, he's hungry. And the old sea captain came along, you know. He saw the poor little boy and his hair is all kind of tousled and dirty face boy just, you know, didn't look very appealing. I mean, the boy just wasn't very presentable. And the old sea captain came along, saw him. Boy, he's hungry. Could tell he was hungry. Looking inside the cafe window. And he said to the little boy, said, you know, son, if your hair was combed and your face was washed, I'd just take you and buy something to eat. And he said, he said, I'm ready now. Now, we need to be like that with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Ready now. Amen. Wherever, whenever, however. Amen.
Amen.
And we will be, I believe. And all we need to be just like that with Jesus. I mean, He needs to have the supreme place in our heart.
That's right.
You love me more than these? Yes, Lord. I love you more than San Antonio. Love you more than America. I love you more than Colorado, California. I love you more than the East Coast and the West Coast. I love you more than the stars and the stripes. I love you more, Jesus, than I love Town East Baptist Church. I love you more than I love my wife, Doris. I love you, Lord, more than I love my children. I love you more, Jesus, than I love my own life. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Yes, if we love Jesus, I believe our loyalties will not be divided. He said, do you love me more than these? And I believe this, you know, one of the problems we have about Jesus is that one of the reasons, Brother Unziger, we don't witness more is because many times we're really embarrassed about Jesus. Wouldn't you hate to be married to someone you're embarrassed to introduce and say, this is my wife? You know, you'd kind of say, stand over here. Don't let nobody see you, you know, huh? Isn't it wonderful to be married to someone you love and you say, oh, by the way, have you met my wife? Oh, hey, listen, come here, sweetheart. I want y'all to meet my wife. This is my wife. Isn't that what we do with Jesus? And we love him. Boy, we love him. We pray. We say, oh, Jesus, come over here. Have y'all met Jesus? This is Jesus. I want you to meet him. My best friend, my dearest of all friends is Jesus. I want you to meet him. You've not met him? Oh, listen, let me tell you about him. Amen. Oh, listen, I'll tell you tonight, we need to really love Jesus with all of our heart, brother. And if we love him with all our heart, I believe we'll just want to introduce him around, brother, to everybody we know. And then I close by saying, if we really love Jesus, I believe we'll love him supremely. Supremely. He said, not only do you love me more than these, but he said, do you love me more? More. Our love for Jesus ought to be so much higher. So much higher than our love for anything else. It ought to be, I mean, way up here, supremely. You love security, but do you really love me more?
Amen.
More.
Amen.
Than these. Oh, our love for Jesus. Our love for Him. Oh, tonight, our love ought to be so supreme. I mean, as high as the stars are above the earth, our love for Him.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, yes. I love you not just a little bit more than these. I love you much, much more than all of these,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Much more.
Amen.
He loved us.
Amen.
The Bible says, even while we were yet sinners, and He died for us.
Amen.
How can I do less than love Him with all of my heart? Jesus on the cross is a picture of God opening His arms up to the world and embracing the whole world. Can you see His arms outstretched? And He's saying, come unto me.
Amen.
All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Do we really love Jesus? If not, I'll tell you tonight, we ought to get on our knees.
Right.
We ought to get on our face before God, and we ought to pray and ask the Lord, whatever is in the way, whatever needs to be removed, that God would help us to get out of the way tonight.
Right.
We'll get up off our knees tonight and go away saying, I love Jesus with all of my heart.
Amen.
And all of my soul and all of my mind and all of my strength. I love Him, truly love Him supremely. Let's bow our heads, please. Our Father, we come tonight and thank You, dear Lord, for all that You mean to us. Tonight, Father, we don't want to just say we love You. God, forgive us if that's all we're doing is saying we love You. But our Father, we want to truly love You. And Lord, we believe if we truly love you, we'll express it by our actions and by our attitudes. And our Father tonight, if there are those here, Lord, who are in the category that Peter was in, Lord, who are just fond of Jesus, but Lord, who do not really and truly have not really fallen deeply in love with him. Tonight, Father, I pray that you draw us up close to your great heart. And God, I pray somehow the warmth and the love of your heart may be imparted to our poor, cold heart. And tonight, somehow, Lord, that we might really and truly fall in love. Lord, we might go away tonight like the starry-eyed young person. Oh, that's in love with his first girl. God, may we go away with a love like that, but yea, Lord, far beyond that. God, just starry-eyed and dear God, just can't talk about anything else or anyone else but the one we're in love with, even Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together, please. I would like to invite you to come tonight. These chairs appear in the front or the altar. Around here you can make a place to kneel down. Let me invite you to come tonight and just say, Jesus, my heart's cold. Lord, I've never really sold completely out to you. I've never really fallen in love with you. That's all, but I want to come. Or maybe you've just left your first love. You may have left your first love tonight. You may at one time really been in love with Jesus, but tonight you're not in love with him supremely. Let me invite you to come tonight. While we sing this invitation song, Brother Jim, would you lead us, please, sir? Would you come tonight? Yes, oh God, help us tonight. Help us to love you, Jesus, with all of our heart. Let's sing some song tonight. I'm just trying to think of some song that might express our love for Jesus. My Jesus, I love thee. That'd be just real good. I think maybe we probably know that. I'd like to have you sing with Brother Campbell tonight. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou'rt mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. Amen. I thank thee for wearing the crown on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Lead us, Brother Jim. Thus I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. I gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love you, my Jesus, 'tis. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you love him? Do you really love him tonight? Can you hold your hand up and say, I love him, Brother Joe, with all my heart? Just hold your hand up if you love Him with all your heart. Hey, just hold it up for a moment. I'm not counting. I just want you to do this just to something. Amen. I love Him. Amen. Don't do it if you don't mean it, but just say, I love Him. Now bow your head and hold your hand up if you love Him. And if you can't put your hand up tonight, why don't you come bow down before Him tonight and say, Lord Jesus, I want to really be able to say I love You with all my heart, and I come tonight to get it right. You can do that tonight while Jim leads us in the next stanza. Our heads are bowed. Let's sing together.
Jesus, I love Thee. Thou art mine. Thee all the follies of sin I resign. Grace to wearing the thorns on Thy brow. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.